We're here at the 84th National FFA Convention, where the 2011-2012 National Officer Team has been elected. With us, we have your National Eastern Region Vice President, Ken Quick. Ken, can you introduce yourself to us?
My name is Ken Quick. I come from upstate New York, and I just got elected as the Eastern Region Vice President. And I represented the New York FFA Association a few years ago as a state officer, and this week has just been a whirlwind, and I'm happy to be here.
So give us a brief summary about your journey through FFA up to this point.
I walked into my ninth grade year, and I never knew what an FFA jacket was. I mean, I've seen them before, but never really understood what their purpose was or the people in them. All of a sudden, one of my business teachers went to an ag education conference, came back with an idea, cornered me in a parking lot at our school, and asked me if I'd help charter the member of the Granville FFA. And I said yes, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. And since then, we hit the ground running. Within 4 years, we had 120 members and winners at the state level, and we've been having a great time with it, and it's just made the biggest impact in my life, and it's a pleasure to serve for a year.
Now, being elected the Eastern Region Vice President means you have had a week of intense interviews and a year of extreme preparation. Can you give us, what a day in the life of Ken Quick has been over the past year?
An emotional roller coaster would be the first one that comes to mind. I mean, you wake up in the morning and you look over some things and try to study as much as you can for when you go into the interview rounds, so you can be not only yourself, but also well-versed in agriculture, agricultural education, and FFA as possible. As a national officer, you have to be ready to answer any questions and support our industry and our members and our sponsors and stakeholders in any way possible. So being able to do that at the best of my abilities was my first and foremost goal throughout this entire week, and making sure that was able to happen was what I focused on.
So now that you are a part of the National FFA Officer Team, what are your goals and what do you have planned for this upcoming year?
As we went through our interviews, they asked us why we wanted to be a national officer. And my answer was that I know how it feels to be in a room of FFA jackets and be overlooked sometimes. But I know that every single person that comes and speaks to a group of FFA members are there for a reason. It's because they believe in us. And each person around the world has one thing in common. They have a lot of things in common, but one of them is that they want to feel valued. And my goal is to travel this country and meet as many FFA members as possible and show them how I value them and how important they are to not only their communities, their country, but this industry and the people that believe in us.
For FFA members who just started this past August when school began, if you could give them one piece of advice that now that they're starting on their journey through this organization, what would you tell them?
It gets better and better each and every day. It starts out amazing, and you don't know if it can ever be topped, but it can. The relationships that you build and the experiences that you get are things that can never be forgotten throughout life. I can still remember the people I met in my ninth grade year going to my first Made for Excellence Leadership Conference, and we learned on growing ourselves and defining our values and how to translate that into be advocates for agriculture. It's an amazing organization that changes your life, and I know that that sounds like a corny tagline, but I can't come up with anything else that's more true to say about it.
So the theme of this year's FFA convention was I Believe. What are some things that you believe?
When I see this jacket, I believe that I see an industry that young people are excited for because there's opportunities within it. And when I see FFA members, I believe that there are people there that they need to have belief in them. And this is what FFA does. It connects opportunities with people with beliefs, and that they can go and honor those beliefs and truly serve agriculture and their communities and be the best advocates for agriculture, agriculturalists, and leaders of tomorrow.
Is there any final message you'd like to leave with FFA members and all stakeholders in agricultural education?
Thank you. That's my message, is thank you for this opportunity. I feel blessed to be here today, and I'll spend the next 365 days and the rest of my life advocating for them and connecting with them and representing them to the best of my ability. Thank you.
That was your 2011-2012 Eastern Region Vice President, Ken Quick, from the state of New York at the 84th National FFA Convention.